And this is I Love This Town. This is something that happens from time to time. I had to choose, and I decided I didn't want to choose. So we're going to have two stories for I Love This Town today. We'll have the second one a little bit later. We're going to start with this one from Judy from Anderson Valley, who started by writing me, "This is not an I Love This Town story." I disagreed. Thank you for writing, Judy. She said that all she was doing was talking back to her radio about a power outage. You may know about the power outage earlier in the week. I guess that was Monday, I believe, in Anderson Valley. And Judy writes, "It seems the problem was a defective transformer. My transformer, meaning the one on my one-lane dead-end country road," Judy writes. "Apparently it was an old transformer that got hot and the gooey oily stuff inside boiled over a little, which triggered a signal to the station in Philo, which then switched off the power to the valley." Judy says, "I'm glad to know that safety mechanism was in place, and once the problem was detected, they turned the power back on for pretty much everybody except for those in the immediate vicinity of the defective transformer. Now, because a little bit of the oil dripped down the pole, it was actually only a few drops. I mean, you couldn't really see it unless you knew what to look for. But because of that, they had to call in the hazardous materials folks to make sure that nothing toxic had dripped down." Well, luckily it didn't. And Judy writes, "Phew." Now, I might add here that Miss Bonnie Dog takes her job as a watchdog very seriously. For an old dog that has trouble getting up and down and spends most of her time sleeping these days, absolutely no problem with her vocal cords. She planted herself in front of our gate and observed the entire process, barking whenever necessary. I mean, there was a variety of big trucks on her road and people walking past the gate wearing masks and beeping noises and radio sounds and, well, it is her job to bark at these things. Occasionally, she even let out one of those long, trilly, sing-song hound dog howls. But the PG&E guys took it in stride and even stopped to say hello to her a couple of times. Partly, Kate, I'm writing, because the PG&E guys were great. They explained to us what was happening, and that they had to replace the old transformer with a new one, which took hours to install. And once it got dark, they turned on the big floodlights. Bonnie had a lot to say about that, too. This whole thing started 2 p.m.-ish. They didn't finish until after 9. Electricity was finally restored at 9:15. "Kate," Judy writes, "this continued outage affected 2. Yes, 2 customers, myself and one neighbor. Now, I know they couldn't leave a faulty transformer, but still, I was impressed that they stayed so late to get things safely completed. So I'm wondering, if you get a chance, could you please send them a big applause and let them know their efforts were so appreciated? Thanks so much, Judy and Bonnie Dog." Yep. Happy to do it, Judy. Round of applause for our PG&E crews. The thing that a lot of people find it easy to forget, it seems to me, is that our PG&E crews are locals. You know, yeah, when we have those huge storms, sometimes they have to bring crews from out of town. Different situation. But we have local crews who handle most of the problems that we confront on average days. They're just friends and neighbors doing their jobs and helping us. And Judy and Bonnie Dog, they were watching and feeling good about what they were seeing because, like the rest of us, they love living in a small town. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Bonnie Dog. Yeah, I love this town.